I do got on.
I didn't notice the 0.5 after the link. My
Well, you
fault.
never have to log in as a panelist.
No, new to me. All right, we're good. Jefferson, how are you?
I am doing well. Can you hear me okay?
Yep. Are you still in Houston?
Well, yeah, I'm in Austin, actually.
Austin.
Yeah.
All right. I
So
haven't been
we're
there.
here for.
It's really cool.
Yeah, it's good. I'll just end screen here. We were just at so we're here at South by Southwest. So we had a bunch of different meetings we were here with, but just got I went to lunch with a guy who I got connected on LinkedIn. He invited us to an event where it was like all these other states talking about their innovation ecosystems, and we just stumbled into it. But in some ways, it makes me go, Utah's killing it. And others, I'm like, we got to do better. So it's good to hear what other states are doing, I guess, is what I'm saying. So that was what we just got out of.
Nice. All right. Very good.
But hey, I'm on. Is it just us three so far?
So far, hopefully, I'm literally, this will take no more than 10 minutes if we can just get in and get out.
Yeah. You both have very beautiful backgrounds. I would like to be in either one of those places right now.
Me too.
Right? The
Yeah.
mountains are San Francisco. That's San Francisco, right? Is that the bridge? So
I think I'd rather be where Mike is. I feel like the woods today. That
sounds pretty amazing, actually. Have you lived out there or you just like the backdrop?
Just like the
No.
backdrop.
So my office, I worked in San Francisco for a couple of years, and I was on the top floor in the financial district, and it had a from floor to ceiling window, and we looked out over the Golden Gate Bridge. So that was my like view every day, was
So
looking out over that.
pretty.
It was amazing. But
Yeah,
I would
that's
not want
awesome.
to live there now.
I lived there when I was little, kindergarten, preschool, first grade. Then I moved to Oregon, and
Really?
I liked Oregon better.
Yeah, well, and it was cool back then, but man, San Francisco is not fun
Not what it used
anymore.
to be.
No.
All right, we got two.
Hey, Don.
Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. I don't know if you guys can see me.
There you
Yeah, there
go.
we can.
I'm sitting in my car. I have presented 13 Outstanding Educator of the Year awards at 13 different schools today.
Wow.
I love that.
It's so fun. You know what? It's my favorite day, I think, of the year. One of my very top five favorite days of the year. Yeah, it's fun.
Awesome.
Very cool.
Yeah. How are you guys?
Those teachers deserve that recognition. I love it.
They do. And I will never tire. I've done this for the last since we started it. I was part of starting the program 14 years ago in Jordan District. And I'll never get tired of it. The teachers are shocked. They're humbled. They cry. Their family comes. They're so proud. The students are so thrilled. It's special. It's pretty neat. Yeah. Were there
That's
any from
awesome.
Riverton or Hidden Valley Middle School?
Do you know what? We've been able to expand the program. So we do one at every single Jordan District school. And then we have
Wow.
12 that are the district-wide winners that also come to a banquet. But yeah, we do them at every school. But my schedule doesn't allow me to go to every school anymore. I'm still on the foundation board. But I made sure to hit all of our South Jordan schools, and I'll get to whatever other ones I can. So yeah.
Oh, that's
Yeah, it's
awesome.
fun.
Good
Yeah,
job.
thanks. But that's why I'm sitting in my car. I just finished. So I'm like in the parking lot going, okay.
Well, we do have a quorum. Do we want to start?
I think we should start. Anyone object?
Where is my camera?
Anyone hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, Lowry.
I did a thumbs up, but yeah, I agree, Larry.
Yeah,
Oh,
let's
okay.
go. It's good.
All right. Let's move quickly to the main issue, but let's go through the agenda, calling this meeting to order. Chair Snow conducting for the time being. Welcome. Number two, public comment. We don't have anyone from the public online. Would you confirm that, Jen? Is that correct?
We have one person. But
Okay.
but no
We'll
comments.
honor that person and see if that person would like to make a public comment as provided in on our agenda and by our policy. Apparently not. If that person would like to make a comment, raise your hand or somehow indicate. Nothing showing there, Jen. Am I right about that?
Yeah, you're right, Lowry.
Okay. Number three on the agenda is to review the non-lease hold takedown presentation. We'll turn the time to Director Ombre to help us understand that issue and what kind of action we need to consider.
Yeah, I presented this yesterday in our board meeting, and I apologize. I should have put the word action next to this line item, and then we could have dealt with this. But I really appreciate you all joining for so we could review this really quick. These are the roads that are adjacent to the promenade area. Those are the ones in green, and then those are the ones that PAMSA will retain ownership of and maintain long term through a master association or such. We do have to grant easements to Jordan Basin Improvement District so they can and Draper City and Rocky Mount Power and Enbridge so they can maintain their utilities in this area. But as far as the roads and shoveling roads and maintaining landscaping, we will hire a third party to do all that. The roads in red represent the roads that will be dedicated to Draper City after they are constructed and when it makes good sense to turn those over. And then the two blue rectangular areas are for future. Those will be leasehold takedowns where the pavilions will be constructed. Any questions on any of that?
Just wondering,
I
Michael, that's not considered a comprehensive list, right? Like Jordan Valley Water might need an easement or something like that as well, right?
so. Nope, that's a pretty comprehensive list. I think I left out Water Pro because the water's provided by Draper. So there's easements worked out for storm drain and water, culinary water with Draper. There's also, Jen, can you go back to that picture, please? And then and then there's the sewer, which is Jordan Basin Improvement District. There's Enbridge, which is the gas. Rocky Mountain Power obviously is the power. And then we have a duct bank that will have fiber in it, which will be a third party, and it'll be a franchise agreement through with Draper. And then, just so everybody's aware, those easements go away. Those easements are consistent throughout Port of Rockwell and even those red areas right now. And they do go away. So there's a permanent and there's a temporary. The temporary ones are in red, the permanent are in green. The temporary ones go away when we dedicate this property to Draper. Because then it becomes not a, it becomes a right of way. And they
And
have access to
you
that.
don't anticipate Jordan Valley needing any. Draper's going to
No.
be the ones with the water easements.
Yeah, so Jordan Valley is the wholesaler, and they will sell water to Draper, and Draper will be the operator of their own system here.
Just making sure. Thanks.
I suspect
Question.
that, well, not I should suspect, when they're dedicated to Draper City, it's the same as dedicating roadways in a new subdivision, excuse me, to the city, and utilities are placed within the dedicated portion.
That's exactly correct. Yeah.
Excuse me. Any
Mr. Chair,
questions
I have
from
a
the board?
question.
Any further questions?
Mr. Chair, I've got a question.
Yes, please. I was going to say
So,
Dr. Wilson.
thank you. I'm just trying to better understand like why we like how that works with Draper City. Like, why are we primary on these and the green and then the conveyance over? Like, I just don't really understand like that interplay and how those decisions come about. I'm going to be fine with this and support it, but I just for my own better
Well, it's a good
understanding.
question. It's a good question, Mayor. So This will really, as far as we're concerned at this point, we can't think forward about any other location within the site that this will occur as far as the green that Palmsville would retain ownership. But Mayor Ramsey pointed out, and the reason for this is because we want to control if there's going to be some kind of function within this area. We don't have to file for a permit through the city. So maybe we want to have a little band or some kind of, maybe it's a farmer's market in this area, something like that. We could sort of control all that. Also, if there's holiday decorations, we would be responsible for hanging those. The vegetation is kind of ticked up a notch. We want to be able to maintain that kind of thing. So that's why in this area, it's really the hub of the entire development. We want to control that.
Okay, so going forward, if there are other focal points that emerge, like I don't know, outside the entertainment center, or does that green line extend all the way over? Like, would that be another place, or do we think this is intentional for this, but the city would own
So,
and
okay,
manage
good question, right?
other?
So we do have a road that goes in front of that entertainment venue. It also has a light rail on there with a bike path and a pedestrian path. I don't ever foresee us shutting down that road and utilizing it for this purpose. We do and have planned for a potential small band setting in front of that entertainment venue. Maybe food trucks would be set up. There's kind of sort of an activation area in front of that entertainment venue, but that would be outside of the road right away. And so we would still, have the ability to do those without permitting. This is really concentrated to roads and public utilities.
Okay. That's very helpful. I think I understand now. So thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Any other questions from board members? Mike, explain to the board what action you're looking for here.
Well, I'm just looking for an action. So this was submitted by TPP for a non-leasehold takedown. And we've reviewed it, we agree with it, and we're asking for the board to approve it and move forward. And then we would be within that 30-day period that the DDA outlines.
And it's your recommendation we take this action.
Yes, and just so the board knows, this is the first of many, right? I mean, there's going to be dozens of roads within the Point Project and even within the first 100 acres. And so we'll be coming back to the board when we need these non-leasehold takedown areas approved.
Mr. Chair, if an order's in line, I would make a motion that we approve the non-leased hold takedown areas as defined in Exhibit A.
Thank you, Mayor Wilson. It is in order, I believe, and we'll ask for a second of that motion.
A second.
Second by Jefferson. Any discussion on the motion? Not hearing any, we'll place it for vote. All in favor of the motion that we approve the non-leasehold takedown areas as depicted on Exhibit A and pursuant to or according to Mayor Wilson's motion, please say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed, say nay. Rule that the motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Next item on our agenda is to consider a motion to adjourn. I don't know that we can take up any other business, but if there were anything in terms of any comments before we adjourn that need to be thrown out to the board.
I just have one comment, and I'm sorry to take everybody's time, but I was kind of looking forward at the next board meetings and what needs to be accomplished within the next month and the next month and so forth. And I realized that I have booked vacations on a couple of the next few board meetings. So in April, I'll be out of the country, and in June, I'll
Motion to cancel Michael's vacations.
Second.
Here would be I'm just going to throw this out there. We don't need to discuss this here, but I just wanted to say this. I feel like in April we can have the DDA amendment number 2 in order to take an action on, and my staff can present that and we can move forward. So we should keep that one on the calendar. And then I would also maybe suggest that we move the June board meeting. And again, we don't have to discuss here. I'm just throwing those things out there, and I can certainly reach out independently and we can figure this out.
Okay. Thanks, Mike, for giving us a heads up, and I think that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
And so we appreciate that very much. And Mayor Wilson, no one got a second to your motion about canceling his vacation, so I guess he'll keep that
That
intact.
was just fun. Well deserved.
I understand.
Thank you.
All right. We'd entertain a final motion from one of you.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn, Mayor Wilson. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mayor Ramsey. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
We stand
Aye.
adjourned. Thank you all for joining
Thank you.
and helping on this issue.
Great.
Thanks.
Yep.
You all
Thank
have a
you.
good
Bye.
day. Bye bye.
Take care. Bye.